Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Battle Rap Arena with Hip Hop Psycho Jesse Rican. What's good, son?
Chilling, man. You missed Saturday's show, man. There was an exclusive. So Rex took 12 G's from Danny Myers. Now, supposedly he's arrested and he got on bail and they're going to do it in 2 weeks. Let me take your whole take on the situation.
Well, you just fucked that whole story up if people don't know about it. What happened was, like, Rex was supposed to bail Danny Myers. Danny Myers decided that he was going to come out of pocket and give Rex 12 G's to battle him. Now, story goes that he paid Rex the whole 12 G's up front, gave him the whole money. Now, anybody who knows anything about battle rap knows that's usually not how business is conducted. Normally, you get no more than half of your money up front, and the other half you'll get after you battle. Danny decides to pay him all his money straight up, and then Rex no-shows. Twitter blows up. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody talking about how Rex pretty much robbed the shit out of Danny for 12 G's and you know, disappeared on him. And Jesse did a show about it and everything else. So, like, at the end of the day, I blame Danny more than I blame Rex. Like, that, like, a lot of that is on Danny's fault at the end of the day. Like, you know, is it fucked up that Rex no-showed? Yeah, it's fucked up that Rex no-showed, but at the end of the day, Danny shouldn't have gave him all the 12 G's up front to battle. I'm confused why Danny is still paying people to battle in the first place, to be honest with you. To be completely honest with you, I'm still mind-blown at that. Like, I think me and you was talking about this earlier. Like, I understood him taking the John the Don battle and paying John to battle. At the time, a lot of people didn't know who Danny Myers was, and that battle actually helped put Danny Myers on the map. But at this stage of his battle career, he should not still be paying motherfuckers unless he's like a league owner or some shit like that, or it's his event or whatever. And he's, you know, he knows he's gonna get X amount of door money, whatever the case may be. But so that confused me altogether. But you know, from what I'm hearing, you know, the story is, you know, that allegedly Rex got locked up, and that's the reason why he didn't show up for the battle. And, I mean, is it possible? Yeah, it's possible he could have got locked up and possibly, you know, that could be the reason. But at the end of the day, I don't know. I don't know, man. Like, a lot of hood dudes probably just not going to believe that. Like, you know, unless motherfucker got paperwork or something, motherfuckers just ain't going to be believing that shit. Like, you know, like, I'm not saying Rex is lying. I'm just saying it's a typical thing to say
when somebody comes up missing
when they owe
Rex
money.
Rex is lying, man. Rex is lying. I'll say it.
You'll say it? All right, well, then you say it then.
Yo, I'll say it. Rex is lying, man. Yo, if you got those 12 G's, man, then bail yourself out with those. Like,
yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, but at the end of the day, supposedly he is out. He is out supposedly now, so like he just was locked up that day, accordingly. Supposedly, I should say. So, like, yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, and that supposedly you said, what, the battle's supposed to be taking place again in, like, 2 weeks from now or something like that?
2 weeks on the street corner or something, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. Street corner battle is 12 G's is a lot to be paying for a street corner battle. I don't know, man. Like I said, man, like, I don't understand why Danny is paying Rex 12 G's the battle to begin with. I just, like, I understand Rex asking for it. I don't understand Danny paying it. So, like, I don't know. I don't know. It just mind-boggling the shit that happened over the weekend, listening to the whole scenario. I would love to get his take on it and find out what the hell was he thinking. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
I actually kind of respect it, though.
You respect what?
Taking 12 G's and running with it. It's kind of like, yo.
You respect Rex taking 12 G's and running with it?
Like, give me that money, yo. And I'm like,
Jesse, you're an idiot.
that's a vacation to like Dominican Republic for me. Like,
you're an idiot. You're an idiot. So you're endorsing motherfuckers doing bad business in battle rap. That's what you're endorsing.
I'm endorsing it to an extent.
You endorse it to
of, like,
when you say you respect.
Hold on.
When you say you respect that, this, yeah, now mind you, we are talking about Rex people. Now, like, when y'all listening to Jesse's reasoning, remember we are talking about Rex, and we know what Rex means to Jesse.
Explain to me how
you respect it.
Okay, do you respect Al Capone or Scarface?
But Jesse, we talking about battle
rap. I'm just asking you.
We talk about battle rap.
No, I'm just asking you. Do you respect Al Capone?
They did what they did. I mean, they did what they did. I respect the game, but this ain't the game. This is a business right here. This is battle rap.
Well,
you're looking at it from two completely different aspects.
Al Capone killed people that shouldn't have been killed, correct? But we still respect him.
That was a part of the game. That was all part of the game. That was a part of the numbers running and the bootlegging and everything else that was going on back then. That was all part of the game. This ain't the game, though. This ain't the game. It's a hustle, but it's not the game. It's not the same. People are not supposed to be getting shot in battle rap. If motherfuckers get into a fight in a motherfucking battle, that shit makes news.
So at the end of the day, this ain't the game.
People aren't supposed to be given
$12,000 of their own money in battle rap.
I agree with that part. That part I agree with. But for you to say you respect the fact that Rex didn't make good on what he said he was going to do for that 12 G's is like, really? Like, you respect it? Okay.
Well, he G'd him for his money. Like,
he punked him. I mean, if you don't believe that Rex got locked up, he definitely punked him. This ain't the block. See, that's the shit that's going to fucking be the downfall of battle rap, though, because motherfuckers can't be treating this shit like it's still the block. This ain't the block. Like, if this is the block and you say you respect the motherfucker rolling up on a motherfucker's set, like, yo, you know, like, you can't hustle here no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's my block. Get the fuck out of here. And you say you respect some shit like that, you know, that's the game. And, you know, okay, fine, you respect the game. But, like, at the end of the day, this ain't what this is. This is a business. The game is a business, but it's not a business. Like, it's not. It's like this is something that's supposed to be trying to grow and everything. And, like, you know, if you're endorsing that, then you're endorsing motherfuckers no showing in fucking leagues and shit and everything else. That means you respect them motherfuckers too, because they doing the same shit. It might not be for 12 G's, but it's the same shit. They was paid to show up somewhere, and didn't show up. So that means you respect all them motherfuckers too.
I don't know, man. Let's go to a fucking caller, man. Let's see what they
do. That'd be crazy. Let's see. New York, you there? I think it's New York.
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yeah, this nigga bugging, man. I told him the same shit. Like, how you respect that, man? Like, that's crazy. And you be giving fucking clean paper a hard time.
Exactly.
Like, but it's Rex, and you kind of respect it because of Al Capone. Okay. Like, okay.
Yeah, like Al Capone. Like, that's not even the same shit.
Nah, yeah. Well, you're right. You know what? You're right. But I'm just saying, like, yo, 12 G's to give somebody up front. It's a dumb move, you know?
It is. I agree with that. You're absolutely right. That's why I said Danny gets more blamed than anything.
Well, it doesn't mean that motherfucking Rex should take this shit and run and then make up lies about it. Like, that ain't... It's a stupid... Like, people do stupid shit all the time, man. It doesn't mean they should be raped and fucking, like, have...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Happen to them. Like, just because you did something stupid, you learn from it. Like, at the end of the day, Danny is a nigga. Like, it made me, for real, him paying the 12 G's made me understand a little bit more of his personality. And I don't agree with it, but I do respect it. Like, he is doing it for the fans and the culture because he loves it and all of that. Like,
yeah.
To me,
but at this stage, he shouldn't be paying motherfuckers still.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be paying motherfuckers still. And that much, too?
Yeah.
Like, leagues
yeah,
don't be paying motherfuckers that motherfucking much.
I got a problem with that. Word, man.
Like, at this stage of your battle rap career, you should not still be paying motherfuckers out of your pocket.
Word, man. Niggas should want that baddie grind. See, that's the thing. Like, you know what I mean? I'll sit up here and rave about clean and steams and all day, but I ain't gonna pay them to battle me. You know what I'm saying? I want them to want to battle me. You know what I'm saying? Rather than, especially a competitor. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get in as a league owner. You got the money. You're sitting back. You're like, I would love to see these cards for the culture. I might not make money back, but I'll pay a Rex $12,000.
That's different. Because you're paying to put on an event. That's different. But, like, he's an MC trying to get a battle, and he's just coming out of pocket like he's running the league. And this, that. I know he got some association with certain leagues, whatever, this, that, and third. But, like, at the end of the day, 12 G's could throw on a whole fucking event in some smaller leagues. Like you could do a whole event with 12 G's. Like, he's putting all that up just to battle Rex. Like, why are you doing this? Like, your resume, you already got people on your resume. Like, why, you didn't need this battle that bad.
Yeah, man, that shit is crazy. that's the one part that it just baffles me, man. It's just, to me, like you said, it is a bad decision to me. It doesn't make no sense, but, I mean, shit, man, it ain't my decision. Like, so I am curious to how he feels about that whole thing. And that word, the 12 G's on the goddamn street corner, like, it screams, don't do it. But, I'm, you know, for the culture, I'm hoping everything works out.
Yeah, I mean, they might end up battling on the street corner and everything else. But like I said, that's a 12 G's, a lot of money to be paying on the fuck for a street corner battle. You ain't seeing no door money.
Yeah, man. Man, that whole scenario. Somebody walking past. Oh yeah, these niggas battling for 12 G's. Oh what?
Yeah, like, but I'm gonna watch it for free.
What, man? Shit crazy, like. Shit crazy. It could go good and look great on cam, and at the same time it could go bad and just complete the fail for Danny Myers. But I don't know.
My God.
I'm hoping.
And Rex don't give a fuck if it ain't no door money because he's already paid. Danny the one who had to try to get his money back at the end of the day.
Word, man. Rex could choke all three rounds. He's been paid in advance. It don't matter. Niggas already think Danny gonna lose or Rex gonna die. So
you got motherfuckers like Jesse gonna say 3-0 anyway. He already won 3-0.
This shit does not matter, man. Like, it just not. I don't know, man. This was not one. I would have liked Danny to pay 12 G's. Maybe if he paid 12 G's to, like, a California legend. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he
something
paid
like
12
that,
G's
yeah,
to a
bringing
corrupt,
somebody,
you know
bringing
saying?
An industry dude out or something like that, like, at the end of the day. Like, but, I mean, shit, he got battles against motherfuckers, like, other motherfuckers who battled Rex. So he didn't need this battle. Like,
yeah, man. It really made no sense. Like, when I first heard it, I thought it was a joke. I kept hearing it, and it was just like, damn, man. Damn, son. Dot Mob keep winning. Like, these niggas keep winning.
12 fucking G's. I was like, God damn, for real?
What?
Yo, 12 G's is a lot of money.
That's 4,
a lot of money, man.
Yeah, man. No, there ain't nothing to sneeze at, bro. 12 G's.
4,000 around. That is crazy, man. Like,
yo, for 12 G's, I'll kill a nigga for real. Like, just call me up, man. I'll kill a nigga for real.
12 G's ain't shit to sneeze at, bro. You can do some things with 12 G's. You can do a couple of things with 12 G's.
Boy, for 9 minutes of rap. Probably 5 minutes in Rex's case. But 9 minutes of rap, like, that shit is crazy, man.
Yeah, that shit's madness. And he already supposed to be established.
Yo, you been following the Smack shit, the In the Studio series that they've been dropping?
Some of them.
They dropping like for this rookie vet card. They'll have the rookie and the vet in the same thing, and it's kind of like a face off, like URL's version of a face off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty good so far. I've been watching every one of them, like. It's pretty good, man. It is getting me amped for these battles and shit. I still would rather see Kayshawn versus Chess, but this Kayshawn and Mr. Wavy thing, it got me a little excited for it. So I salute to URL for keeping me interested still, man, because they trailers is like, oh, yeah, we dropping the trailer for everybody. and then there's one trailer. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're so inconsistent sometimes with their promotion and shit like that. Like, they've been doing a good job with this shit.
Yo, Psycho, hold on real quick, man. We just got a quick call from Young Cannon, man. Young Cannon, what's good, man?
Yeah, yeah, Southside. What up, y'all? What's poppin'?
Chill,
what's
man.
Good, sir?
Your battle just dropped, man. What you thought about it?
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's a classic. They was just talking about it on Angry Fan Radio last night, you know what I'm saying? So the battle is crazy. Young Cannon verse Fettuccine 20, look that up, you know what I'm saying? Trap House NYC shit. Shout out to No Mercy. Shout out to all the people, all the good people out there. You know what I'm saying? We made a classic, you know what I'm saying? I was going in, doing what I do, you know what I'm saying? I'm going in thinking I'm finna kill a nigga, you know what I'm saying? The nigga put up a fight, man. You know what I'm saying? That's all you could really ask for, you feel me? I feel like I won the battle, you know what I'm saying? But it definitely is a good watch. It definitely, you know what I mean, bars, replay value, battle is fire, you know what I'm saying? Another small room classic, man. People need to bring those to light. Everybody, you know, a lot of people just worried about the big stage. That's cool, you know what I'm saying? That's great, you know what I mean? But you also got to shed light on battles like that, too, with niggas, you know what I'm saying, bring that hunger and they leave it all in the ring. That's, you know what I mean? That's what I do. That's what I'm about.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. So what, you got coming up next, man?
I'm going to be in St. Louis this weekend. It's Sunday on the STL Street Report card. They got a little 2-day thing going on Saturday and Sunday. I'm a co-main event. You know what I'm saying? A-Verb's on the card. I'm on the card. Clean Paper's on the card. Sammy Wild Hunnits, you know what I'm saying? My nigga D Eagle, you know what I mean? We going to be in the loop getting it in. And then I'm supposed to battle HA Double, but it got pushed back to, it's looking like June. I'll be doing the URL West,
that's one I
West
see.
Coast joint in June. You know what I'm saying? Me and HA Double.
Yo,
you know
when you
mean?
Come
that's
on, when you come on Battle Rap Arena and Battle New York, man.
Shit, I mean, it's whatever. That chicken right, you know what I mean? It's whatever. You know, Cannon going to be where the chicken right. We going to bring it. We not like the mother niggas, so we don't take the chicken and run and leave niggas empty-handed. You know what I'm saying? We give them something to go home with. We give them a few, we drop gems on them. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? That's what YK do. We don't take niggas' money and don't show up. We don't take niggas' money and make up a bullshit and exit. You know, make up bullshit excuses and shit like that.
Yo,
you know,
hold on, man. Like you're obviously throwing hints on something.
You know what? It's just a lot of that shit go on though. You know what I'm saying? This last little incident. I don't know if they gonna make up the joint, but I mean, it's just bad in the first place.
So
my nigga,
do you believe he really got locked up? Is that your belief?
I don't know. Like, to be honest, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really care if he was locked up or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? If the battle gets made up and gets done, all right. But if it doesn't, yeah, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? But it's supposed to, it's like, but at the same time, like, nigga wasn't promoting his own battle, so, and you the main event, so. Like, I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? The whole situation is just, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of too soon to kind of make a clear judgment.
Right.
And me being on the outside looking in, you know what I'm saying? That's, you know what I mean? That's not something I can really speak on, you know what I'm saying, like that. But, you know what I mean? I don't know. I feel like you, if you're getting paid to do a service, you're getting paid to perform, you need to do your best to be at, you know, that venue to perform. That's just my opinion, period, on the situation. Like, I've never been, you know what I'm saying? I've always been against niggas no showing. You know what I'm saying? I've always been against that. So, you know what I mean? That this situation ain't, this last joint that just happened, you know, in Milwaukee, that ain't even really got nothing to do with it. That's just my opinion on it, period. Like, if you get booked, if you're getting paid and you're getting booked, show the fuck up. Show the fuck up and rap like you're supposed to. If not, then, you know what I'm saying? If not, then don't do the battle. Period.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you get ample time. Shit don't, these battles don't get set up yesterday and you know, and you got like a week to prepare. Like certain battles in certain situations require that, but on the normal, like 95% of the time, you get at least a month, 2 months. You know what I'm saying? If you can't, if you can't write 32 bars, 40 something bars in a month's time, what are you doing here?
This is true.
Why are you here? You know what I'm saying? Why are you getting paid to do this shit?
Yo, Psycho, can you bring Jesus on? He wants to talk on this real quick.
Let's see. Jesus, you there?
Yo, what's going on, y'all? Psycho 40.
Oh, it was good.
Boy, wow, hey.
Popping.
What's good, bro?
Popping, my nigga. Oh, New York, I hear you. I hear you in the cut.
Yeah, you know, you know.
Just real quick, YK, I'm going to go 2-1 on that last one, big. I'm going to go 2-1 on that last one I just seen with you and Son. And I'm only giving them that a half of that third round because I felt like you stopped early.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Man, I'll be rapping the time, man. Niggas said 2 minute rounds.
I seen it in the first round. Like, I can tell that's what it was.
And my joint, like my rounds, you know what I'm saying? 2 minute rounds, you know, I put my shit together. My shit end about like 215, 220. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is used to seeing me go that 3-4 round flavor like every time. So when a nigga booked me for 2 minutes, it looked weird. Like it looked weird to niggas. Like, you know, Cannon usually rap longer than that. And I rap like 215, 220. You know what I'm saying? That's how I ended it. You know what I'm saying? Right. I felt like my shit hit hard. He had some shit though. No lies, buddy. But he was nice. I thought he was. I didn't even know who he was. They said Fettuccine. I thought he was some Spanish nigga. I'm like, what the fuck? This nigga black as shit. You know what I'm saying? All in all, it was a good showing. You know what I mean? We main evented.
Yeah.
We headlined. You know what I mean? Like it went down like it was supposed to. Headline it with a classic. So, you know what I'm saying? Everything all good, man. We going to promote this one and keep that one moving. And then on to the next one. St. Louis, and then, you know what I'm saying, H.A. Double, that's going to be the one to look for, because that's going to be a for sure classic. If you know what I'm saying, if he shows up and does what he's supposed to do.
I know you went to the one-off with the Saga.
Yeah, I was in there.
Was there any conversation about you coming back on URO? Is that happening, or?
I mean, that's what me and H.A. Double is. That's URO.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, me and H.A. Double, that's URL. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on this theme shit. He already pretty much, you know what I'm saying, said he'd battle me, you know what I'm saying? He said he'd come out and check an ass whooping, you know what I'm saying? So whenever we can get a date locked in on that, I'll be back at y'all ASAP.
That's a good battle, you and Steam. That's a good look.
Yeah, that's a good look. You know what I'm saying? I feel the boy he spit some fire, but it's up to me. I'm you know what I mean? They gonna say I'm coming down there to groom him. After I do what I do to him, after I rough him up, you know what I'm saying? And they show him the ropes, give him that 3 rounds of boot camp. That nigga's gonna be a monster. Ain't nobody gonna be able to touch that nigga.
Cannon, give us a quick 16, man, before you out of here.
Oh shit, man! You want to put me on the spot, man? I'm. You trying to put me on the spot? You on bullshit? you on real bullshit right now, man? Like for real, nigga. It's gonna face in a fucking 16, man. Man, you fucking up right now. You fucking up right now, man.
I see you taking
you know
on.
What?
I see you taking on a lot of these up and coming cats, which I feel like is great for the culture itself. You know, I mean, when we gonna see Cannon in there again with like another one of the older names? I think I don't like giving people, you know, what I mean, top tier slates when they're not really killing no more. So, what can we, you know, what I mean, what can we look forward to seeing Cannon with one of the bigger names again?
Man, whenever these niggas stop bullshit, man, these niggas, man, you know what I'm saying? That shit is still in my, like. It's wild as hell because niggas feel like, I don't know, niggas will take a nigga I beat before me because it's just a popularity contest.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It's crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been killing niggas, man. So it's like, to, in my opinion now, it's like, I'm not even, like, it don't even matter if it's a big name, because I'm a name myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? I've paved the way. My resume, you know what I'm saying? My resume speaks for itself. A nigga can't sit here and tell me, you know what I'm saying, I don't deserve to my stripes. You know what I'm saying? A nigga can't sit there and tell me that.
Facts.
Cause I put in the, it ain't just I put in the work. I put in the work. I've been consistent. I've beat credible niggas. I've beat plenty of credible niggas. I've beat a lot of credible niggas. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? And it's just the fact that a lot of those, you know, a couple of them battles I did it on the main stage, but a couple of them battles was one-offs. A couple of other battles was, you know what I'm saying, smaller league events, so it doesn't get the pub as a main stage URL battle, which is, you know what I mean, which is understandable. But as far as niggas, you know, not trying to take away my credibility, no, fuck that, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I do this.
I
do
it.
This. You know what I'm saying?
I always said this to you, Young Cannon. What's the losses that you think you give yourself?
Man, clearly, like, no debate. I say Sway, you know what I'm saying, of course, you know what I'm saying, like that. And, you know, I got to chalk up the real deal shit as a loss because it was judging on TV. But other than that, I debate with you about any battle. Those two right there, I won't. The Sway shit, I won't argue nobody about it. He got that, and he was the better man that night. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Shit happens. There ain't no nigga that can sit up here and say, you know what I'm saying, oh, a nigga never put that pressure on me. They're lying. They're lying through their fucking teeth. They're trying to save face. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's took a L, so, you know what I mean? It is what it is. And the real deal shit, you know what I'm saying, the official joint was a L, but it's a lot of people that still feel like I won and that the crowd in the building wasn't showing me love, or it was some of what bias. Matter of fact, somebody just posted that today. Somebody made a post about that today. Watching me in real deal, and they felt like the crowd was biased. They wasn't reacting to like none of my bars, like it was some hating shit. I just talk. It is what it is. I ain't gonna whine about no fucking crowd reaction. I don't whine about that shit. What the fuck is that about? If the niggas fuck with me, they do. If they don't, they don't. It is what it is. I'm here to rock.
But
straight yeah, like that. You know what I'm saying? But everybody else here, I'll debate with you down to the T, down to the end. Any battle.
The person we're supposed to have on today, he still might be coming on. B-Magic, they see like, you were the underdog on both of them, man. And you still proved to be a problem. Like, it beat them in my eyes. I mean,
yeah, I'm a keep it 100. I smoked Magic Boots that night. But look what happened to him after that. Nigga turned into a straight killer. Like, he already had the ingredients. He just needed to be molded right on the stage. Once he lost to me, he went on an amazing tear through niggas. He stacked up classics and bodies after that for a year and a half straight.
All fact.
You know what I'm saying? Look what that did. He came in there. He was cocky. He was the. You know what I'm saying? He was the quote unquote. You know what I'm saying? Quote unquote number one nigga coming out the proving grounds at the time. You know what I'm saying? He had the classic with Clean. The one round with John, he got busy. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Everybody's behind this nigga. They fuck with this nigga. They put him against me. You know what I'm saying? Skill-wise, it looked even. He's a puncher. I'm a wordplay nigga. You know what I'm saying? So it looked skilled even-wise, but it's like, yo, I got the experience. I know what to do on this stage because I done made, you know what I'm saying, I done made my mistakes. I know what to do. You can't come in here and tell me what the fuck to do, you new nigga. Now watch me 3-0 you. Now after that, you're going to start fucking niggas up. Now what happened? Rosenberg Raw, Body Bag, Real Deal, Classic Battle. Chilla Jones, Classic Battle, which he, you know, he got the win because Chilla choked. Then, you know what I'm saying? Then
he
who else he had
before,
after
he
that? K-Rock, another
choke.
Classic. You say what?
So he got that win before the choke, but I let it go.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, but the choke makes it by default. But you know, he
yeah.
won that. Then what? The fucking the Tay Rock battle was classic.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? He had to slip over Heartless, but then he bounced back. He had the fucking like B Magic been getting crazy. You know what I'm saying? He beat Big T.
Beat
you know what I'm saying? He's been doing. You know what I'm saying? He's been doing his thing. He beat Conceited. You know what I mean? In a great battle, like. You know what I mean? He's been crazy since then. But, you know what I mean? It started with that ass whooping. You know what I'm saying? Just like JC. JC came in the battle rap on a tear. Won his first 7 battles without even losing a round. Like, he 3-0'd like his first 8-9 niggas he faced. Then they put him up against me. Then he got 3-0'd damn near. I got him clear 2-1, but some people even say I took the first round. So, you know what I'm saying? I beat him. What does he do after that? 2-3 months later, he has arguably the best battle ever with Chilla Jones. You know what I'm saying? Like, that comes from that danger zone. I battle him. We have one of the craziest battles of 13. You know what I'm saying? Then after that battle comes out, he starts getting the names. You know what I'm saying? He starts getting the names to build that resume like he should. His Will, then Goods, then, you know what I'm saying, then fucking Cortez, then A-Verb, you know what I'm saying? They just said he killed Lotta Zay.
Yeah, he went super fame on Lotta Zay.
Yeah, word is he murdered Lotta Zay in Milwaukee. So, you know what I'm saying? You see Danger, he's doing big things. His name is coming up to where niggas is going to start putting him in the top 10 mix. It's like, Joe, like, niggas got to understand, man. I gave a lot to this battle rap shit, man, because I fuck with it. I fuck with the culture. I love this shit. I love the art. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It's a lot of niggas like that. You know what I'm saying? You gotta respect that. You gotta respect the nigga that fuck with the art. You know what I'm saying? None of this culture vulture shit. I've been in this shit since 2010, and I'm still here no matter what niggas say.
I don't think you can ever be considered a culture vulture for just as simple as you look at your resume and look at all the smaller leagues you actually went and battled niggas.
Yeah.
I've seen you battle outside, literally outside. It looked like somebody, just a park in somebody's neighborhood, my nigga, out against, I forgot who, I think it was AQ, if I'm not mistaken.
Nah, I battled, what was outside? I battled the nigga on A-Hat.
A-Hat, yeah, it was an A-Hat battle.
But you know why? We was outside because it was like 103 degrees that day, my nigga. Like, it was fucking, it was in the middle of July. We did that battle. That went down like in July. Danny Myers battled on that joint too. You know what I'm saying? We got it in that night, man. I had to smoke Buddy in a little one round. You know what I mean? He won a one round little shot. You know what I mean? I give him that time. He came in, he showed up though. Like, all his other battles, like, was low-key trash. Like, I was like, yo, why am I battling this nigga? Why are they putting me up against the nigga? But I get to thinking, you know what I'm saying? You always gotta keep thinking, like, yo, this nigga could be trying to save something. This nigga could, you know what I'm saying? He could be on some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Wait till he get a nigga that's got a little, you know what I'm saying, got a little name to him and try to go crazy. And he tried that shit, but, you know, I'm ready for all that. You know what I mean? I'm ready for anything a nigga gonna bring to me. Cause if I'm battling a nigga that's fucking not a bigger name than me, he gonna go hard trying to get, you know what I'm saying, trying to put me under his resume. You know what I mean? So, and then if I battle a nigga that's, you know what I'm saying, with a bigger name than me, I'm gonna make him go hard cause he don't wanna die.
I'm curious to know how do you craft your round when you're going against somebody you never heard of.
Man, well, just
because you're always battling.
It's a hard ass process of watching a trash ass footage. When I'm going against a nigga that's like, yo, it's process hard as fuck, man. Cause you know, you watch battles, you want to watch good battles. You don't watch no bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You watch some of these niggas like, yo, this is some bullshit. But, you know, you got to kind of stick to it so you kind of get a premise to go on, or else you're just going to be bars. Or else it's just going to be bars. You know what I'm saying? 80% of it is mostly bars anyway, but I at least like to tune in on something the opponent does, you know, a mistake or something that they do that's stupid or lame or corny or whatever. You know, pick them apart because that's the name of the game. That's it's a battle. You rap, You gotta kick them balls. You gotta kick that shit. But at the same time, it's a battle. You gotta get on your opponent's wig. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get at them. You gotta check them.
I take it.
You know what I'm saying? So
yo, let me say this, man. Yo, Cannon, when you stood in my crib, man, I showed you a couple of battles, Pat Sayre versus Holohan. You said you never seen it before.
I never seen them two get it in.
You never seen it before, right? And when
not,
I first
not
showed
battle,
it to you,
not battle each other. What's it called? Not battle each other. I ain't never seen them. I've seen them battle plenty of other niggas.
Right. When I showed you them battle each other, you were like, "Oh shit, this is petty as hell, right?"
that was a good ass battle.
Is there anybody that surprised? Like, is there anybody that surprises you? Like, can Pat State make it in the ring?
I don't see. This was crazy because we was just. This little banter going back and forth. This nigga Bishop Brigante said he could take him and eight other niggas from Canada, King of the Dot, the Canada division, and they would take out the Midwest movement. How fucking stupid does that sound? That don't even make no type of sense. I'll tell you something. Pat Stay is nice, but. This is what I say. If Pat Stay comes to URL and does a battle, I feel like if he does multiple battles, like the first couple of times, they'll accept, they'll fuck with him, but it's going to be that one nigga that he battles that's going to figure him out and he's going to pick him apart. Because he does a lot of the same thing every battle, and he only battles at home, so his home crowd going to cheer for him regardless. You know what I'm saying? Can you put him in an environment where the crowd's not fucking with him, where they're not fucking with what he's saying, where they're not getting with the – where it's not fuck, where people ain't fucking with the multis, they want to hear punches and wordplay? You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's all about if he can adapt. I feel like the first battle he did over there, they would fuck with him if he went hard. But if he came back on there, the right nigga would pick him apart because he'd have to battle a top-tier name because he's, he's up there. He's really like, he's the fucking king of Canada and shit up there. He's like that nigga. You know what I'm saying? But they'd pick him apart. If he came down here, after a while, they'd pick him apart. He'll get bodied after probably by his third, maybe fourth performance. Like, five,
well,
like,
I feel like if they match it up right, they could beat him by it. I really do feel that way.
It's not enough firepower over there. You got Pat Stay.
You have eight niggas worthy of
Sharon is a threat. You know what I'm saying? He's proven. He's a threat. Those two are threats. Tycoon Tax, nah, you're dead. Kid Twist, he's all right. He was good in the old era, but.
It'll be Bishop in it too, right? Bishop would be in it.
Think about the Midwest from top to bottom. It's too much. You can't handle all of us. Let's go to St. Louis. You got Verb, Hitman, Hill, you know what I'm saying? Magic,
Then you go to Michigan.
It's a matchup. He said eight, right? So
nine of us. You know what I'm saying? But this is what I'm saying. It's too much problem. You can mix with the Midwest. You can mix and match. You can substitute niggas in, take niggas out. You know what I'm saying? You can pick a whole different nine. You can pick a whole different nine in the Midwest. You know what I'm saying? You could pick.
I don't know who you got for this, Psycho.
If I was to pick nine niggas from the Midwest, you know what I'm saying, besides me, leaving eight more, it'd be Verb, Big T, Magic, JC, Big Cannon, that's five, Calico, that's six, M City, that's seven, and either Hitman or Ill Will, that's eight. and we run all on our A game. We run through them niggas.
I agree.
All on our A game, like not bullshitting, preparing 3-4 rounds. We run through them niggas.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Now if niggas is bullshitting and they ain't coming up with they shit, they ain't getting they shit together. Yeah, them niggas could probably take us. Them niggas could probably take a few of us. But us on our shit, no fucking way. Ain't no way. No way in hell.
I can't see eight King of the Dot battle rappers that can compete. They got to show me eight. Can't see eight. And the,
that's
I can't
what I'm
see
saying.
Eight
that's
either.
What I'm saying.
I can't even think of a good. I can't even think of a good solid eight that can compete with eight motherfuckers.
Yeah, I got Bishop. Bishop proof something, right?
This is the list he named. It's Pat Stay, Sharone, Bishop, Tycoon Tax, Skelly, that's five. Sketch Menace is six.
You got 100 days there.
Sketchman is nice. Paul Rich is nice, too. I'll put Paul Rich there.
I would put 100 bullets there.
Yeah, 100 bullets,
He said 100 bullets and Scandali or something like that. And Kid Twist. Scandali, whatever his name
is. Depending on how the matchups are made, I got Canada
I still got
on that one.
West.
Oh, hell. You've been sucking
West.
Out of Four Locos, haven't you?
Yeah.
Fuck with them Four Locos, yeah, because you tricking. Don't get me wrong. I respect them niggas. But us on our A game, like on our shit, like, you know what I'm saying? They wouldn't win.
Canada's only
Then another argument came up. Now, this is the better matchup. If we went...
I mean,
again, you have the Midwest versus the West Coast.
You might even catch one or two that might sneak a win in. But if you was a series like you had the top eight over here, the top eight over here, they battled. You had four battles. It'd be eight battles. And I promise you, the Midwest will have more dubs than Canada. I promise you.
Yeah, we'll definitely pull out more dubs. Then Aqua's got in the mix. He started talking that West Coast shit. Now the West Coast will put up more of a fight. The West Coast will definitely put up a fight with their new generation, with Nitty and KG and Danny. Like those would be more worth the while than Canada. Like those would be more of a fight. Those, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
Because Nitty's crazy. I think Nitty's the best on the West right now. He's crazy.
Yeah, he's dumb nice. I like Jesus ain't gonna like this, but I like Passwords. Jesus don't like
it. Yeah, Passwords is a spitter. He's always been a spitter. Hold on one second.
You know I don't like that. He's trash.
But yeah, you have Passwords, you have Daddy Byers, you have Rub Diddy.
Yo, I gotta get up out of here, man. My phone is about to die.
Yeah, man. Take care, man. Thanks for coming on, yo. Yo, spit us at 116, man.
Yo, man, my phone is about to die. I ain't even about to get his bars on.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I'm going to get at y'all, man. Southside.
That's what's up. Yeah, but that's interesting, though, getting, like, all the group of individuals from region battling, you know, like, having group battles, whatever, like, you know, like Midwest versus Canada or Midwest versus the West Coast or West Coast versus the East Coast, whatever, you know what I mean?
That took too long to happen, man. That should have happened a while ago. Well, I guess not really, but that is a great
which
call.
Which area would win? The question is, which area would win if it did go down?
East Coast, New York.
I'm asking a New Yorker. Of course he's going.
You know the name, man.
You wouldn't be able to get back on the train if you said something different.
You know what I mean?
Who you think will get New York the best run, though?
You got to go home.
Let me flip the question then. Who you think will get New York the best run?
Yeah, the West Coast. No. Actually... The Midwest.
I would say the Midwest.
But see, that never even happened correctly either. You know what I mean? Even after all the years of everything, that Midwest versus New York, you know what I mean? It kind of happened, but it never really happened. You know
it
what I'm
happened,
saying?
It happened without it really being, like, it happened. It did happen, but it wasn't like
yeah,
official.
But it didn't.
It was never like an official card. It was never official Midwest versus East Coast card. It was like, it never really like. They never really made it official. But, yeah. One thing I hated about that, I just hated how it kind of just drew the line and said, and everybody just was like, kind of just like, it just kind of started a coastal beef kind of within battle rap. Like, motherfuckers just, everybody just became either anti-New York or anti-Midwest automatically. And it's like, I fuck some motherfuckers from both. So, like, you know, at the end of the day. But, you know, motherfucking fans wasn't seeing it that way. So that's the only thing that pissed me off about that whole shit. Motherfuckers just started.
I think it'll be a great look, though, man.
It would. It'll definitely drum up some interest. It'll definitely drum up some interest, and motherfuckers will start throwing their flags up wherever they're from. You'll definitely get some heated debates. You also get those motherfuckers who'll just say whoever rep their area won regardless. It don't matter if they got washed, and everybody's telling them that they got washed. You have the motherfuckers like, fuck that. New York sucks. I don't care. Blah, 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 whatever the case may be. Jesse done got quiet and shit. I don't know what the fuck Jesse's doing.
He probably trying to come up with his New York team.
Well, you know his New York team be Rex, Shine, Murder Mook. He'll probably throw Lux up in there. I can already tell you who the hell Jesse picked. Cortez. Stop, he'll put Cortez on his list. He'll definitely have Cortez on there. I'm fucking crazy.
But that would be Steams and YK would be a great battle, man. Steams has been cooking lately, man. That Steams and Rum Nitty battle was amazing. I watched that 3 times.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I haven't watched a battle with that much replay value in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been some good battles dropping. It's been some good battles dropping lately. I've been pretty satisfied. Jesse, what the hell is Jesse doing?
We lost him.
Yeah, I'm here.
Wow, what's good?
Those are definitely the battles that, you know what I mean, change the dynamic of the battle rap world when you see two people like that, somebody up and coming like Steams, and well, I guess you can call Nitty an up and coming in a sense because he's just really getting, you know, the light.
I haven't seen that battle yet, to tell you the truth, man.
You might want to check that one out, player.
Yeah, I got to see that one. So it was that crazy?
Yeah.
You know what's funny, man? The only time I've seen Steams in person, I'm not saying this is a Steams hit or anything, I seen him get killed by this dude named Cream, Spanish dude. His name was Cream, and Cream, it was E&J. It's on YouTube and shit. And, yo, Cream just, like, killed Steams. And I don't know, for me, it's always like, whenever I see somebody get killed in person, it's hard for me to go back and watch them on YouTube, even though I know that that's the way it plays out, you know?
People still watch your battles.
Yeah,
that's how Jesse is. That's how Jesse is.
No. I'm still going to watch your battles.
He shouldn't be like that, people. People watch your battles after you get killed.
I know that's right. I know that's motherfucking right. Shit. Jesse got a motherfucking battle coming up this fucking weekend. He about to get killed again. Ain't that right, Jesse?
Jesse had the best one line of that night, though, man. We say clear eyes.
Bueller? That nigga sounded like Ben Stein. Yeah.
Psycho, you might have missed 40's best bar ever, and it was a joke said in an interview, not even in his rap. Head down might have been his best bar ever.
Jesse's about to get killed this weekend.
I hope it doesn't turn out like that, Jesse, because if you let Ben Stein beat you, man, I don't think you can come back to the hood.
Ben Stein. Bueller?
Ben Stein, he sounds Jewish.
No, his name wasn't actually Ben Stein. He sounded You know the guy, you know Ferris Bueller's Day Off Psycho?
Yeah, vaguely. But yeah, I've seen
you know,
it a long time ago.
Clear Eye, the Ben, you know, Clear Eye for the Red Eye? That guy?
Not really. I don't remember that movie like that, Jesse. But yeah, go ahead. That's what you saw about?
I'm missing. Jesus, explain to him, man.
It's your bar. He got to break down your bar. You can't.
No,
break it
it's
down?
Not a bar. It's not a bar. It's a joke. Like if you never seen that movie, or if you don't not
I've
familiar
seen it, but
with
Jesse,
that.
That's a, that movie's an '80s movie. I've seen that movie back in the '80s. I don't think I've seen it again since.
Yeah, but he does the Red Eye commercial. Red Eye. You know?
I don't remember the movie like that, Jesse. I just told you I see that movie since the '80s.
No, not the movie. He did commercials for it. Clear Eye, the Clear Eye commercials. So, you know what, Jesus? He don't watch television like that, yo. So
why don't you try? What are you saying? Like, you lost me. You completely lost me. What about the motherfucker?
No, man. I lost you because you don't get the joke. that's part of the joke.
So
you have to understand.
Ben Stein is just the joke. That's the joke itself. Just Ben Stein. Like, what? No, that's the punchline and everything. You lost me.
Yo, Psycho, real shit though. If you'd have heard some talking, and you remember that part of the movie,
mm-hmm.
Jesse's timing on that would have made you die laughing.
Maybe because I don't remember
it was,
the movie
it was just
like
one
that.
Of the way he's explaining it right now is just. Tearing up
the joke, you know what?
But...
You talking about the old dude with the glasses? You talking about
professor?
That's always acting like a professor or whatever? Okay, now I know you're talking about. All right. Now I know you're talking about. Oh, he sound like that motherfucker?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
So 40 losers.
Yeah, y'all completely lost me at first. All right, I know what y'all talking about now. Yeah, he did do all the Clearasil commercials. That's what you was thinking about.
Yeah, right? There you go. Jesse was, he kept telling, he kept calling it Red Eye.
Clear Eye for the, like Clear Eye for the straight guy. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Clear Eye for the straight guy. Like, you kind of homophobic ass thing.
Nigga thought you were talking about some HBO joint. 40, you got to be clear when you're talking.
Like, Clear Eye for the straight guy. Like, what the fuck is Jesse talking about? Like, that was on Ferris Bueller. Like, I don't remember that on Ferris Bueller. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You lost me. Jesse, a funny motherfucker. And he disappeared again. All right, man. Yo, Jesus, you got anything else you want to say before we get out of here? Because Jesse's done.
I'm just looking forward to these battles, man. I'm looking forward to this Rookies versus Vet card coming up. I'll definitely be in the building for that one. I haven't felt like I ain't been to a major event in so long, it feels like. So I'll definitely be in the building for Rookies versus Vet. Fellas, if you're with your lady, make sure she don't see me. Ladies, if you're coming by yourself, make sure you do see me. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, man.
Yeah. Jesse, you got anything you want to say before we got here?
Just come check out my battle this Sunday night, man. On Thursday, I believe we should be having passwords. So, Jesus, be... You're under the bus, man. You're under the
be
bus,
nice,
special.
Man. Be nice, son. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, see, Battle Rap Arena, check us out Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks to Young Cannon for coming on. Thanks to you guys for listening. We out.
One.